Atrial fibrillation is a common cardiac condition. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Emily O'Brien, medical instructor at Duke University, profiles new guidelines that might help those afflicted with AFib.
Nearly all women and people over 65 in the U.S. with atrial fibrillation are advised to take blood thinners under new guidelines from the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, and Heart Rhythm Society. These guidelines were broadened in 2014 and now consider additional stroke risk factors to determine who should take blood thinners. Notably, being female is now included in the guidelines as a contributing risk factor for stroke. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is an irregular heartbeat that can lead to blood clots, stroke, heart failure, and other heart-related complications. It affects about 2.7 million people in the U.S. Anticoagulants, or blood thinners, help prevent blood from clotting and potentially causing a stroke. Because stroke risk scores are key in deciding whether a patient with AFib needs blood thinners, we were interested in how using a new risk score would affect the number of patients recommended for treatment. To assess the impact of these new guidelines, we reviewed data from a registry called ORBIT that included 10,132 AFib patients from 176 sites in the U.S. We examined patient age, gender, and other risk factors like heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes, and prior stroke, and found that full adoption of the guidelines could reclassify nearly 1 million people with AFib who previously weren't recommended for treatment with blood thinners. The overall proportion of AFib patients recommended for blood thinning drugs would increase by 19% as a result of the new guidelines, from about 72% to about 91%. What we don't know yet is the extent to which doctors and community practice will incorporate the guidelines into their clinical routines and what that will mean for the long-term outcomes for those patients. That will be the next step for our research.
That was Emily O'Brien of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.